This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Kerri, K-E-R-R-I, last name Lelonek, L-E-L-O-N-E-K, Lelonek. Her date of birth, September 27, 1988, patient seen for Ginger Outlaw. G-I-N-G-E-R, last name Outlaw, O-U-T-L-A-W, nurse practitioner. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 36-year-old female comes for ovulation today. She smokes about 1/4 pack a day, off and on for last 20 years. Denies any alcohol. She says she is allergic to penicillin. When she was given penicillin, she had a rash. Symptoms, she complains of constant fatigue and weakness, dizziness. She passed out 2 times and fell. And overall, not good health. This is ongoing for last 2 years. But she says she has been anemic since she was 20 year old. New paragraph. History of present illness. Recently when checked, her hemoglobin was low at 9.8. Creat was 31.5. MCV was 75. RDW was 15.7. Her iron studies shows ferritin at 6, iron was 14 with saturation 3%. So she does have iron deficiency anemia. Menstrual history, the patient has heavy period every 3 to 4 weeks. She has 4 children, age 15, 11, 8 and 2. She had tube ligation after the last delivery, during which she required 2 in-utero of blood transfusion. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 158, blood pressure 122/86, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels soft, active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia. Diagnosis 2, most likely from menorrhagia. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll try her on oral iron. I gave her some fusion samples. She would take one a day. We'll recheck in 3 weeks. If she does not show any increment in hemoglobin, or if she cannot take oral iron, then we'll give her intravenous. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on Kerri Lelonek, L-E-L-O-N-E-K. Thank you.